Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board's Programming Committee meeting, and I'm the convener of the meeting, Rob Robinson. I would like to begin the meeting by calling the roll. And I, of course, would like to welcome everyone on the call and on the stream.
Nathan Moore.
Hi, Nathan.
Hey, sorry about that.
That's okay. We're calling the roll now. Sarv Randhawa. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Attila Nage.
Here.
Margaret Prescott.
He's excused absence.
Right. Sherna Gluck.
Here.
Kimberly King. Lisa Davis.
Present.
Serene Roberts.
Here.
Kathy Davis. Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Here.
Phil Jackson.
Here.
Thank you. Rob Robinson is here. Gail Dixon. Dan Logan.
Here.
Lori Taguma. And Nathan Moore is with us. Could I deputize someone to, just to move out of the agenda for a hot second, could I deputize someone to call Gail Dixon? Hello? Who just joined?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy?
Yes.
We just called the roll. Could I deputize someone to call Gail Dixon and Lori Taguma to see if they can join us? Is someone available to go off the call and call them?
I can call my other phone. Let me just try and find the phone numbers.
Do you have the roster?
Yeah, I do. Let me just check around real quick.
Okay. Okay. The first, it is, and we convened at about 8:40. Okay.
Gail Dixon.
Here's Gail.
Yay.
We didn't even
Hello.
Call him.
Sarv.
Hello.
Okay. Sarv, was that you?
Yeah.
No, it's Gail.
Hi.
Okay, thank you. So Lori is the only person that we're missing right now.
I'll call Lori.
Okay, thank you. The first, Sherna sent around a copy of I guess we should approve the agenda first. Everyone should have seen the meeting agenda that I sent out, and for those of you that don't have access to a computer, I called you and spoke to you about the agenda. So I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the agenda or to make changes to it at this time.
Go ahead.
Does it have to be seconded?
Go
ahead, Lisa.
No, somebody was before me.
Oh, this is Gail.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to, this may fall under one of the agenda items or a couple of them. I wanted to very specifically talk about the news programming and the upcoming weekend here in D.C. in terms of the whomever's coming from this group getting together at some point as the programming committee.
Okay. I think we can handle that under new business. Would that be appropriate?
Yes.
And meeting here. Okay, we'll do that under new business, Gail.
Okay.
I'm adding that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other, Lisa?
I wanted to ask if we could move 5C, and I just want to say that, I know we've got quite a bit on the agenda, and it's Sunday night kind of late and so much to do, so I just hope that this won't be an exceptionally long call. But having said that, I would like to know if we could move 5C a little bit higher up on the agenda, and that's the Onia policy, KPFA's call to action policy voted by committee member Akira, if I'm saying that correctly. I would like to propose that we move that up higher up on the agenda.
Within the discussion topics range or before to some
before,
other place?
Move what?
This is 5C, pertaining to the on-air policy, KPFA's call to action policy, supported by committee member Akira Nagy.
Yes.
Nagy, yeah.
I would like to support
Okay, where would you like to move it, Lisa? Or Sherna, do you have a suggestion?
Well, how long do you see 5A is taking?
Well, the purpose for these discussion topics is simply to state what the issue is and give a couple of people that have got some interest in it to give us a little bit of background, but we're not going to resolve any of these. The only one that's got an immediate deadline on it is the FCC indecency policy, where this committee has to report back to the PNB next month. But
I would like to suggest,
yes,
if we do have to have something on that become A, and that the call to action become B, and what's presently A becomes B.
Okay, so what will become A again? Call to action.
Well, if you're saying we have to have something back on B, then I think that's the part to become A. The call to action become B.
Okay.
Is that okay, Lisa?
I guess so.
So FCC will become A, call to action will become B, C will be the hiring, development, production, and other processes pertaining to network broadcast and special programs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what is C? Could you just repeat?
Hiring, development, production, and other processes pertaining to network broadcast. The issue that you've written about,
right.
Serene.
Okay.
That will become C.
Right.
Is that order for the discussion topics acceptable to the body?
It's acceptable.
Okay. Then can we approve the agenda without further discussion? Can we consider the agenda approved by acclamation?
Rob is ARP.
Yes.
I suggest that we make sure that we adjourn at 2 hours from now. Don't stay here all night.
Well, thank you.
I can't be on that long myself.
I would.
Let's just pick a time that we're going to adjourn. But I'm looking at 8:47 right now. Can we say that we're going to adjourn?
Does it have to be 2 hours?
No, of course not. It doesn't.
Reduce it.
At 10 p.m.?
10:02?
Let's say that we adjourn by
10:02.
I said 9:58. No, okay, 10. But I might have to be off before then, but okay.
Is 10 o'clock a.m. an acceptable adjournment time?
10 p.m.
P.m.? P.M., Rob.
what did I say?
You said a.m. This is Gail again.
Yes, Gail.
This happened the last time, and I'll work on it also. I just need to have people speak as clearly and as possible, because I'm not able to understand everything people are saying.
Okay. We're trying to conclude the consideration of the agenda. And Mr. Randhawa asked that we agree to conclude the meeting at a reasonable time, and I think we've agreed that it will conclude at 10 o'clock. Can we now finalize the agenda? 10 o'clock p.m.
Thank you.
Fine.
P.M. All right. Second, the last item on this initial part of the agenda, you have the minutes, the draft minutes from Sherna Glock, from our 3:27 meeting. Unless someone has changes to make in the minutes, I'd like us to approve them.
No objection.
Hearing no objection, we will consider that the minutes for the PNB Programming Committee's meeting of March 27th have been approved.
Rob?
Yes, Madam Secretary.
I would like to make sure... I don't know if this is the right time that we have the secretary for the May meeting. I will be gone.
We're going to have to, we're going to have someone replace you, but I want to get through the next item of the agenda, the elections for chair and secretary. And then can we do that immediately afterward?
Good.
Sherna?
Right, that's fine.
Okay. That item now, Wendy was helping us get that done as quickly as possible. I'd like to thank Wendy in particular and also Serene for getting the business, the dreary business of the election of officers out of the way. Wendy, do you just want to recap for us your results?
Sure. Thank you to everyone who voted and put up with my attempts at herding cats. I received before the deadline for for anybody who wasn't on the call, we had two candidates only, one for secretary and one for chair, and the candidates were Sherna Gluck for secretary and Rob Robinson for chair. But as our bylaws state, we still have to vote, and so we did that. I mean, they don't state that. They state that we need to vote. So we all voted. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm now looking at calendars and trying to decide when everybody voted and everything. So anyway, we you know, had to go through a formality of everyone affirming these two choices, and before the deadline, I received seven ballots. I got a ballot from Sherna, from Kimberly, from Lisa, Margaret, Wendy, Rob, and Attila. And then I sent out another email just kind of reminding everybody, hey, it's in a couple hours. And I got a couple of responses after the deadline. All of these candidates, all these people voted in to affirm these two candidates. So I got seven before the deadline and then two the next day, which I don't think we need to count because, you know, there was no competition for these seats anyway. So, but there was nobody that voted against the two candidates, I guess is what I'm trying to tell you. And so that's where we are. It looks to me, you know, I sent out a email telling everyone that I thought that we needed a quorum of the committee to vote to make this election valid, and I've since gotten some advice that says that I might have made that up. So either way, I mean, I think that this committee should vote to approve the two candidates. If we could just say right now that we accept the results of this election and that Rob's the chair and Sherna is the secretary.
If I may, this is Gail again.
Mm-hmm.
I am not on email.
Okay.
You didn't get a vote from me because obviously I'm not getting an email.
That's a good point. You were on the call, but we didn't send you, I guess, instructions or call you with instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So any chastising, I didn't chastise you.
I'm not going to chastise.
I'm chastising everybody else, Gail, on the email. So, anyway,
Gail,
I
have to work out a system so that I can make sure that you understand what's before us. It's an email. But without taking any more time, can we...
Just the final count for the minutes, please.
Seven.
See how many ballots did you find?
Seven.
She got two the day after. She got seven on the 11th.
Seven by the 10th and two more after that, but I'm not counting those because they came after the deadline.
Okay.
So unless someone has another motion, I assume that we're going to sustain that vote that Sherna is the secretary and I am the chair, unless there is another position.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
No. So suspenseful.
Gee, thanks.
And thank you very much to Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy particularly. Thank you for hanging in and bugging us. Now,
you're
welcome. We need someone to... Excuse me? I'm sorry, I interrupted someone.
They might have been talking to somebody else, actually.
Oh. All right, we need someone. Sherna is going to be out of town, so we need someone to take... to take minutes at least for the May meeting and possibly for the June meeting. Sherna, can you tell us about that?
Well, it depends on when we schedule the meeting. If it's after June, I'll be okay.
Okay. So is there someone that will agree to take a minimum of minutes for one meeting and a maximum of two while Sherna is out of town?
What day of the week will it be?
We haven't set. That's the next item of the agenda, is setting the regular monthly meeting.
Why don't we do that first?
Okay. I only got back two responses on that. I got from Nathan the dates that are acceptable to him, and I got from Wendy the dates that are acceptable to her. So I'm going to recommend that we go back to the third Monday, which we used last year as the regular meeting date for the programming committee, because I don't have a sense of the body of what days are not good for people.
Didn't
so,
Margaret say she couldn't do Mondays?
Yeah,
Mondays are bad for Margaret because she has early, early day on Tuesday.
Right. Is there any way? I remember we talked about the possibility of Tuesdays, but it seemed like Tuesdays was going to be bad for some people.
I think that the Otis, can you hear us still? I think that we've got a lot of competitions on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Rob?
Yes. Well, right. Can you look at the KPFTX calendar and tell us which Wednesdays are available in May and June? Thank you so much.
All the Wednesdays are available in May except for the second one. And right now, all the Wednesdays are open in June.
Let me also...
KPFT has some meetings scheduled on those Wednesdays.
And so does KPFK.
What about the third Wednesday of each month?
That doesn't work for KPFK.
Hold on a moment.
Fourth Wednesday?
Fourth Wednesday is KPFT LSB. If I could just add a comment.
Yes.
We can't be worrying about any LSB committees except for LSB meetings at each station. We're the we're the National Programming Committee, and there's always days that committees are meeting, so I hope we can keep that in mind.
Well, I'm just thinking if the third or fourth Wednesday is a date we can agree on quickly, that would be wonderful.
Well, as long as it isn't the fourth.
Three of us from KPFK have a meeting on the third Wednesday.
Routinely.
Every other month. We alternate between the third Wednesday and a Friday meeting.
Is it the LSB?
What about the fourth Wednesday?
That's the KPFT LSB every month.
Every month?
Yes.
So what happened to Mondays, Rob?
No good for Margaret.
Margaret Prescott has a problem with Mondays.
Margaret?
And Sundays are completely out?
Yeah, Sundays are out.
I would like them to be.
Well, at some point we're going to have to realize that it's not just, well, I don't like it or it's not convenient. It's going to have to be a matter of it directly conflicts with something that is a higher priority.
One thing I have
or
to also remind
we can take a look at other days if they're available.
I just want to also remind people that you have people who are also committed to other things that are equally as important
right.
and who work, and so that makes the weekends really, really difficult to hold these whole meetings.
Okay.
Margaret's not on the call, is she?
No, she's not.
No.
She's excused. Okay. She's still not well enough to be on the call.
How about the third or fourth Tuesdays? Otis or Bonnie, whoever's looking at the KPFTX calendar?
I think that archives may end up being the third.
Third Tuesdays, yeah.
Than that, I don't see anything scheduled on Tuesdays.
How does the body feel about the fourth Tuesday of the month?
Fourth Tuesday has not had any meetings on it for quite a long time.
Pardon?
I'm just looking at the calendar going back a long ways, and fourth Tuesday has been open for at least 3 or 4 months, 5 months.
Good. Although I do think that at one point Margaret complained that she didn't really want Monday nights because she had an early show, and then she didn't like Tuesday nights either because she had a very long day.
Yeah,
but this might be the best option.
It's only going to be one Tuesday a month. Right. Can we tentatively agree that we're going to do it on the fourth Tuesday, and if some unalterable conflict occurs, we'll change it? But for the time being, can we agree on the fourth Tuesday?
Sure.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Now, this is Kathy. Tuesday's not going to work for me.
At all? Any Tuesday?
Well, the first call you did on a Tuesday, and I ended up trying to do the call from the street because I let out from my class, and it was very difficult because I couldn't interact because of the outside noise. So it would just make it really difficult.
So all Tuesdays are bad for you?
Yeah.
Is there, on Monday, I mean, I know Margaret has a very early show on Tuesday mornings, but she's on the West Coast, and we'll be off here by 7:30 p.m. West Coast time, right?
She was emphatic that Mondays was so hard for her because of all the preparation that she has to do and everything.
I see.
It's only one Monday of the month.
Yeah, and we also have to, I mean, if 14 people on the committee can do it and one can't, we really, I hate to say that, but we all are having such a hard time scheduling everything. I wonder.
This is Gail again. As I listen to this, I just going back from past experience, we're never going to come up with a day that's perfect for everybody. Because, as someone mentioned, we do lead busy lives, and there are going to be times when somebody can't be on the call.
One solution is that we alternate in one month. On a Monday, another month it's on a Tuesday.
I was going to suggest that we
yeah, this is Kathy. That would work for me.
Alternating Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yeah,
or even a Wednesday every now and then.
Wait, let me look because we have some Monday meetings here too.
If we're going to do that, let's agree that I'll come up with a schedule and send it to everybody, and we'll finalize it.
But Rob,
let's not spend any more of tonight's meeting discussing the date.
So alternating the third Tuesdays and Wednesdays. How's that?
Mondays and Tuesdays.
I'm sorry, Mondays.
So we're alternating third Tuesdays.
And Mondays.
And Mondays.
Okay.
So
Tuesdays.
I thought it was fourth Tuesday and Monday.
It was fourth Tuesday.
Right. Because there's stuff on
fourth
the third
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So third Monday and fourth Tuesday?
No, fourth Tuesday and Monday.
May I ask a question, Mr. Chair?
Yes, you may, Teresa.
Someone had a problem with Tuesdays because they were out of a class and on the street. What time is their class out?
The class ends at 9.
9.
Kimberly
Easter?
King.
Oh, hi. Yay, hi, Kimberly.
9.
Kimberly.
Eastern
hi.
Standard. Yeah.
9 Eastern. So, so if we...
Are we clear that we're going to try to assemble a schedule in which we alternate fourth Tuesdays and Mondays?
Yes. The fourth Monday does not work for KPFK. We have our Programming Oversight Committee. It's the last Mondays of the month. So if we could do third Mondays and fourth Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, every Tuesday I have a radio program that's from 7 to 8 p.m.,
third Mondays, fourth Tuesdays.
No.
Guys, I'm not sure that we can go to local committees. I mean, if that were the case, I would have to say that KPFA has their personnel committee meeting on the third Monday.
No, I'm the chair of this committee, and there's another person on this committee. There are two of us.
Sure, I'm just trying to get clear on what third and fourth, or fourth and third, or third and third.
Here are Monday, fourth Tuesday.
Our program is Mondays, Tuesdays. It's really a problem for me to have it on Tuesdays.
Right. Why don't we just go to the third Mondays of the month and try to start earlier so that Margaret could get off?
Sarv and I will not be on any of those.
We can't do it Wednesday or Thursday? I guess this has already been tried. Wednesday or Thursday doesn't work.
Sounds like you might have to go to Sundays.
Right, I thought we were going to try alternating third Wednesday and fourth Tuesday or some other
Wednesdays
day.
Wednesdays are very bad for us at KPFK. We have LSD meetings. We have personnel committee meetings.
Could I ask somebody to take upon the responsibility of trying to come up with a proposal? Because I think we're going to talk about this on this call until we all fall asleep.
I move that we make it on a Sunday evening.
Schedule next meeting and ask someone to take on.
No Sunday. This is Serene. I can't do Sundays.
I can't do Sundays either.
Me either.
I will not.
Sundays are not going to fly, Teresa. And I think we're going around in circles trying to resolve it on the phone tonight.
This is Gail. I agree with that. Sunday works perfectly for me, but obviously I'm in the minority with that. But I would, again, it's just never going to be perfect. No
would
night.
Would someone work
perfect.
With me to try to come up with an alternative that is the least, that does the least possible violence to everyone else's commitments?
The problem with that, Rob, is that people don't respond to the email.
Well, then we'll have to talk to people individually.
Are there...
Rob, is there anyone besides Margaret who's got the Monday problem?
Well, I heard Bonnie say that Sarv and she could not do any Mondays.
On the third Monday of each month is the KTFA programming committee, and
okay,
both Sarv and I are on it.
What about the fourth Monday?
No, the KPFK has the Programming Oversight Committee, and there are two of us on that.
Well, perhaps the Programming Oversight Committee would consider that it might be more important that the national...
Oh, I'm very sorry, folks, that we've been through this, and it's what works for RGM and CD, too.
Yeah, let's not get...
I wasn't being sarcastic, but it's logical to ask that question.
No, I think we're just going to get on each other's nerves if we...
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
May I volunteer to work with Rob off the call to try to determine what we can do?
Thanks, Serene.
So we can move
on.
Thank
you very much, Serene.
And maybe try for the second Mondays.
Okay, well, we'll look at that.
Okay.
Whenever it's going to be, you need an acting secretary.
Yeah. Will someone agree to spell hello? Did someone just join us? Will someone agree to take Sherna's job for the month of May for minutes?
Why don't we wait until the day is set? I'm sure someone on the call will do the job. Failing that, I'll do it.
Okay.
But I'm not looking forward to it. Who's that?
Lori?
Oh, great.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, thank you, Lori. Thank you for coming on the call.
Sure, you're welcome. Yeah.
Okay, Serene will help me identify the recurring schedule of dates, which we ran into problems with, and if there's no one else, she will help me with the minutes for the May meeting, which has yet to be scheduled. So having concluded that discussion in that unsatisfactory way, we're going to go to the next item of old business. Sherna, could you read the motion from the hello?
Yes.
From the November 27th meeting.
Right. In order to begin implementing the recently approved national program policy, the program committee asks the ED to request that each GM inform him by, now this is obviously obsolete, January 19th, of the status of their station's program evaluation process, including the progress of collecting information from individual programmers on the ways that their program fulfills the mission. We request that the ED forward this information to the National Program Committee immediately on receipt. At that meeting, when we ended the meeting, people were on and off the call, and although it passed narrowly, and some people were off the call at that point. And so what we did is we agreed to reconsider the motion at the next meeting, and we haven't had a quorum until this meeting. So this is now up for reconsideration. And as I say, mainly because people were on and off the call, and the vote was really very unclear at that point.
Okay, does anyone have any specific questions or remarks to make in regard to the substance of the motion?
I'd really like to hear it again.
In order to begin implementing the recently approved National Program Policy, the National Program Committee asked the ED to request that each GM inform him by, the date is moot, of the status of their station's program evaluation process, including the progress of collecting information from individual programmers on the ways that their program fulfills the mission. We request that the ED forward this information to the National Program Committee immediately on receipt. Okay?
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Does this I have a question. Does this include affiliates?
No.
No, this is basically to determine to what extent the five sister stations of Pacifica engage in a formal program evaluation process, and the motion is specific to discuss what's referred to sometimes as self-evaluation by the individual programmers.
All righty. Okay.
Some of the elements in the program evaluation could include self-evaluation, peer evaluation, and ascertainment of how the program schedule fulfills the Pacifica mission, for example. But what we're trying to determine simply is to what extent do individual stations formally engage in a program evaluation process. We know, for example, that KPFA has done that, but it's not clear the extent to which other stations actually conduct program evaluation formally.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really important.
Rob, it's funny. I'd like to get on stack.
Go ahead. You're next.
I'm just confused. Can you read to me the part of the national programming policy that this is in reference to?
Yes, it's 8.0, Bonnie. I don't have it up on my screen
I'm just
right
having
now.
I'm having a little trouble quickly finding my copy here.
Okay, it's 8.0 of the programming policy that specifically refers to the mission, if I recall correctly.
That says what?
The original notes, I think I...
I can read it if you want. I've got it in front of me.
Sure, thank you, Nathan.
Program evaluation, section 8.0. To comply with programming policy, local stations should develop structured methodologies to ensure that programming and program schedules fulfill the mission. Program evaluation should encourage programmers to explain how they fulfill the Pacifica mission and to detail their efforts to assure that their programs are educational, informative, and engaging.
Thanks.
Okay.
So this motion seems to imply that somehow some process of collecting information from individual programmers has been put in place, and
Bonnie, the point is to find out if, in fact, it has been put in place. It may have been put in place at some places, but I suspect that at most stations it has not been put in place. And that was the intent, is to get this thing moving, to start implementing the national program policy.
So you're saying that you want to pass a motion telling the ED
GM
to ask the GMs to tell him about
the status
of evaluations. I understand that part.
Including...
the progress of collecting information from individual programmers on the ways that their program fulfills the mission.
Right.
But we don't really have any knowledge that everyone is doing that.
No, that's the point. They will then say back to us, well, we haven't started that yet. Or, yes, we've asked all programmers to send in a statement about how their that's what we want to know, is are they doing anything on it?
I think that this is information that Nathan can probably collect relatively easily. I mean, we can write to the ED, to Greg Guma, formally about this. But, Nathan, do you see any major obstacles to being able to collect this information?
On the face of it, it strikes me as being five quick phone calls. But you know, that's unless something arises.
Okay. All right. Then can we just
Yemen to Sarv?
Yes, Sarv.
I was looking at it, and since we are revisiting it, I have some concerns here. My concerns are when individual programmers are being asked how your program is fulfilling the mission, and maybe asking them to fill out maybe some judging criteria on their programs. You know, in our station here at KPFA, before we institute the program, they go through forms and things like that and interviews to make sure that they conform to our Pacifica mission. Now, I think that if I was a programmer, I would be concentrating on my own program that was judged by the station, by their programming council, that it would fulfill the mission. Now, if it doesn't fulfill the mission, I think that responsibility should not lie with the programmer, but it should lie with the station itself. If the manager or the program director or programming council of the station feels that it's not fulfilling the mission, then they have the absolute right to terminate the program and institute a new one. But I think we also have to watch that we do not discourage programmers because they end up filling thousands of these forms and stuff like that and explaining how it fulfills their mission at every turn they take. And that's some of my concerns here, and I want to share that with you.
Robert?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you put the end list, please?
Yes. Sherner, I don't think there is anyone else on the stack, Sherner. So go ahead.
I'd like to be on the stack. This is Kathy afterwards.
Okay, Sherner, and then Kathy, and then we probably should entertain a motion if we're going to.
Well, first of all, maybe for new programs that's the case, Sarv, but I would venture to say that on all five stations, the majority of the programs have not gone through that process. And this is a good exercise for programmers. We're not asking people to fill out questionnaires or forms.
I'm sorry, it's a good exercise in what?
We state how their program fulfills the mission. It's something that, you know, for instance, the collective I'm in, we have our own mission statement that is in line with the Pacifica mission. I think that certainly that's the least that all programmers can be doing. I don't think it's, if it is a big deal, then I think we have a problem on our hands. But I don't think we're talking about a lot of paperwork. It's a simple statement for people to say what the goal of their program is and how it fulfills the mission. And I think it would serve us really well to get that kind of information from programmers. It's part of their own self-evaluation process.
All right, Kathy, you're next.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I actually think it's a good motion, and most programs in New York do know what their mission is, and if you look on our website and you go through the individual programs, there'll be a little blurb there describing what they do, and that in some ways is the mission. And also as part of the public information files, they also have to carry some information about the mission of programs. So it's something that may need to be compiled, but it's probably accessible at each station in some form. So I think it would serve us to go through the work of having that compiled, but I just think we have to take into account that it may take some time for each station to do that.
Right. Well, initially the thrust of this motion is simply to take stock to see where stations are engaging in program evaluation, and particularly if they permit the individual programmers to do self-evaluation. When we've had discussions about it, for example, at our station, one of the concerns that the individual programmers have had is that they want to be able to evaluate their own show themselves. They want to be able to have some say about that. And I think this is simply trying to do that. But all this motion is doing is basically asking the National Office Management to take stock and find out at which stations there is a formal program evaluation process in place. And that's part and parcel of the program policy. And the program policy also makes very clear that it is not requiring any station to do program evaluation according to the dictates of someone in the foundation or from the PNB. So if we can entertain the motion to collect this and vote on it one way or another, I think we could dispense with this.
Maybe the wording is confusing.
I would like to.
I have a question about the wording. Go ahead,
yes,
sorry.
What question do you have about the wording, Bonnie?
I have a point of order here.
Yep.
The motion was already passed. What's under consideration here is the motion to reconsider. Or if someone wants to reconsider and amend the existing motion. But this is not to vote again on this motion.
Right. Well, you amend
okay.
it.
Thank you.
You can amend it, right?
Sure, you can amend it.
How many people were on that vote? I think there
what
were
doesn't matter.
Five or six. I mean,
five.
At least five and perhaps seven or eight that didn't vote.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. But we are reconsidering this, and so I would feel comfortable if I have no problem that by a certain date that to make sure that the ED forward us
mm-hmm.
the program evaluation process each one of these stations
mm-hmm.
and what their program directors or general managers
mm-hmm.
think, how well their station is fulfilling the Pacifica mission, and take away collecting information for individual programmers on the ways that their program fulfills the mission.
Mm-hmm.
I think that part, I think we'll leave it to the executive director and the general managers, and it's up to them to provide us with information.
We're not at, okay, sir. This motion does not ask the ED to collect information from individual programmers.
Well, somebody
right. However, that was my question, so I think the way it's worded is kind of confusing.
Laurie? GM is to give them the information, including the progress of collecting information, so it does imply that. And I just need to point out, you know, that folks, are we going to implement the national program policy or not?
Well,
this
if we just
is implementation of the national program policy.
Well, if we just change the language to say, including whether or not the evaluation process permits individual programs to perform self-evaluations.
Okay, well, right now what's needed is a motion to reconsider.
Well,
and once that passes, then it could be reintroduced as however people want to amend.
Would you like to make such a motion?
I have a point of order.
Yes, Wendy.
I don't think reconsider is the word that you want, Sherna, because if you're going to reconsider something already voted on, then it takes a two-thirds vote, and you're trying to change it. You're trying to reaffirm this motion, I think, or just remind them that you already passed it, right?
Well,
but if people have problems with it, one of the reasons that we put it on the agenda to revisit was because by the end of the meeting, some people were off the call, some people were on and off the call, and the process became very confusing.
Did it pass or not? It passed,
yes,
right?
It passed by a narrow.
There were very few people on the
one
call when it was voted on.
But it passed.
Yes, it did.
Well, can we just...
The question as to whether we even had quorum based on half of the people that had attended the call to begin with.
Excuse me. You only need
Bonnie,
one information. Let's show
meeting.
Sure, let's if you want to make a motion, then we can reaffirm it, but let's move something. This
right.
discussion is just going in circles.
Hey, this is Kathy. Could I get on the stock?
Yes, you can.
And this is Gail. I'd like to get on there.
All right, Kathy, you're next.
Yes. I would just like to make a motion to amend the date,
mm-hmm.
change it from January 19th to maybe, what is it, May, June, how about September 19th, 2007?
6 months?
I agree with that. I second that.
May, June, July, August, and September, that's almost 6 months, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I actually work at the radio station, and that's a realistic.
But really all we're asking is whether or not they conduct program evaluations. We're not asking them to even show us what the evaluation looks like.
What was that again? September what date?
I had said September 19th.
September 19th, okay.
So that's
your amendment.
All right. Yeah. All right. So I'll accept a friendly change if you think that's too much time. But I'm just thinking in terms of May is a fun drive.
Who's this?
This is Kathy.
Kathy Davis.
Yeah, this is Kathy Davis. You were saying that September is too far away.
Mm-hmm.
May, I know, is a fun drive for a lot of the stations. And it's, summer, June, July. Well, I'll accept an amendment to my amendment if you have a better date, but it would have to be, I guess, midsummer.
This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Somebody else was on the stack.
I was after Kathy, I think.
Okay, yeah, Lisa, I apologize. Go ahead.
If I can maybe throw this out, because what you're just saying, basically we want to find out about their programming evaluation process. Is that the point of this?
If they have a process and if it permits self-evaluation.
If it includes.
Well, then maybe since some people have some, it seems like I'm hearing some reservations about this motion, then maybe the motion should be to find out whether or not they have an evaluation process, what that process is, and how far along they are in that process.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that.
That's it.
That sounds great. All right.
That sounds good to me.
This is Wendy.
What has to be done is someone has to move to rescind this motion, which was passed,
point
and
of information,
then introduce the new motion.
Point of information.
Yes, sir.
I would like to know from our secretary, what was the purpose of this motion being here?
What was the purpose? We passed the motion.
Why is it on the agenda?
Pardon?
Why is it on the agenda?
Because at our meeting at which it was passed, sir, by the end of the call, several people were off. It was passed narrowly. Several of us moved. I think Teresa, maybe, and I moved, that it be reconsidered at the next meeting of the National Program Committee. And that's what we're doing. This is the first meeting since then at which we've had a quorum.
Okay, so this is a motion to reconsider in front of us. So we have to vote on that. And
right.
Okay, let's vote on that then.
But this is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
I don't know what all you went through on this, but here, you know, reading the motion says that we're going to ask the ED to ask the GMs if they have a program evaluation process.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where you're throwing in and if that process includes self-evaluation. That's not in this motion.
Yes,
but,
it is.
That's what that language means. Well, it asks, what is, if they have a process, what is the status of it? And then it says, including, you know, and do they, I see what you mean. If by asking them on the ways that their program fulfills the mission, that's what you're talking about with self-evaluation?
That's what self-evaluation is, yes.
It's part of the process.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, I would definitely object to asking them to do this by September. I guess, you know, obviously the date of January 19th is ridiculous at this point, but I would say by the June meeting of the PMB
okay.
Programming Committee.
Okay,
that's great.
Okay, can...
You're just asking them. They don't have to have finished anything. You're just asking them, what do you got?
That's exactly correct. Yes?
This is Gail.
Hey, Gail.
I was just going to say, I agree fully that this is obviously an issue. This is an issue that's been going on. I mean, I just came on to this committee, but this is an issue that's certainly been talked about at PFW and from what I understand, other stations for quite some time, knowing that there's a great need to have some kind of structure that where people are going to be reviewed or whatever. Self-review, review by the GM, whatever, or a mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely, I don't think, if we're just asking, what do you have, it doesn't take 6 months to do that. And I don't, you know, again,
mm-hmm.
since the question has been asked quite a bit, I would think that the sooner the better.
Right.
So if it has to be June, then June sounds good to me.
Can someone just move reconsideration and change the date to June 19th, and then we can vote on this item?
I move reconsideration for June 19th.
Okay.
I'll second it.
I want to move for a day other than Juneteenth.
Oh, that's right. Juneteenth.
Mm, good one.
All right.
June 26th, because that would cover both those fourth and third Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Oh, June 26th. Is that acceptable? Okay,
yes.
We'll put it to a vote. Yes?
This is Dan. I just want to add something.
Yes, Dan.
Nathan has volunteered to make 5 phone calls, and I think that's the way it should be done.
Well, that would be even better.
I'd like to amend what we're doing to say that, and I think we could get that information very quickly.
If I could just say something, we can't ask Nathan to do anything. The PNB can ask the ED to do something, and then he asks his staff.
Okay.
So whatever this committee decides, then it goes to the PNB, and then they pass it, and then hopefully, and then the ED does it. If the National Program Director does it before all, then, you know, that's even better.
Yeah, I think, Dan, we have to ask the ED formally to do that. I think Nathan has obviously indicated his willingness to help get this done expeditiously, but I think we should leave the language alone and just vote it up or down at this point.
Okay.
But I think fundamentally that is what will happen. So, without further discussion, yes?
I would like to make an amendment to this.
I just need a clarification. There was another suggestion of changing, since this is being amended, changing the wording, say, including whether or not their evaluations, that doesn't quite make sense, include collecting information from individual programmers, da-da-da-da-da.
What's that?
I just said something to just change it to including whether they permit programmer self-evaluation.
Right, not permit, I'd say encourage.
Well, they either have a process in which the programmers evaluate themselves or they don't. And that means, in all practicality, the individual programmer writes something down on a piece of paper or answers several questions.
A point of order?
Yes, Wendy.
The amendment that I think we're voting on is to change the date to June 26th. And, you know, when
yes.
I just asked for an explanation of that very point, you said, no, that's already in the motion if they include how their program fulfills the mission. I think this is, you can't be adding all this other.
No, I agree we shouldn't try to add anything else. I was just answering Sherna's question. Let's change the date to June 26th and leave the rest of the text the same.
Okay, can we call the question?
Yes.
We only have 30 more minutes on this call.
Yep. Sarvrindawa, yes to support the reconsideration, no not to.
A reconsideration, yes.
Yes, okay. Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Attila Nege?
Yes.
Sherna?
No.
Kimberly King?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Serene Roberts? Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
I think my vote is yes. Are we voting for the amended motion that's just changing
yes.
the date? Okay,
yes.
You just called it the reconsideration.
No,
so
we're voting
yes,
on reconsideration.
Are we voting on changing the date to June 26th?
Yes.
Leaving everything else the same?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
We're voting on? Then my vote.
Voting on reconsideration.
Yeah, I'm voting to reconsider.
That wasn't my understanding either.
Okay. Can you please
state what we're voting on? Okay. We're voting to reconsider the motion with a single amendment to change the date of January 19th to June the 26th.
Oh, okay. Then that's different than what I thought we were voting. Can you call the roll again, please?
Okay. Sarvrindawa?
Do you have information?
Yes, Serene.
I'm sorry. We already decided to reconsider. That's why we're even having this discussion.
Right.
So aren't we now just voting on the amended motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Well, there any other amendments?
You're voting yes or no now, Sarv, and I'm going back to begin the roll call again.
Okay.
Sarvrindawa?
No.
Sarv, your vote is no?
My vote is no on this motion.
Okay. Bonnie Simmons?
Pass.
Okay. Attila Nege?
Yes.
Sherna Gluck?
Yes.
Kimberly King?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Huh?
Serene Roberts? Serene? Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Phil Jackson.
Yes.
I can't vote. Gail Dixon.
Yes.
Dan Logan.
Yes.
Lori Taguma.
Yes.
Okay, I have one no. Oh, and Bonnie passed. I'm sorry.
I got a no on this language.
Okay, we have two no's. One, two, three.
There's another pass in there.
Alisa Davis passed.
Right. I'll just abstain for now. I know it's mostly going to be abstaining now, but I'll just abstain.
Okay, two no's, one abstention. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten yeses. Ten yeses.
Serene back on the call, did you get her?
Pardon me?
Is Serene back on the call, did you get her?
I called her and I didn't hear a response.
Okay, I didn't know she's back.
I actually was trying to speak.
I'm sorry.
I am abstaining and you can vote.
Oh, I can?
Yes.
Well, then I vote yes. So we have two no's, two abstentions. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11 yeses. Okay, we're into our last half an hour. We have several discussion topics. The first discussion topic that we have deals with the policy that the operations collective of general managers and operational staff have brought forward about how to comply with the FCC indecency regulations. And everyone has gotten a copy of that from me. And the reason that I need to make this important for this committee to move on is because this committee has been asked to receive any comments on this policy from staff other than the general managers and the program directors. So in other words, it would include comments from unpaid staff and other line staff. For example, I don't know whether Kathy Davis, who's on the call, who is a staff member at WBAI, saw the FCC, the proposed policy, and commented on it. But the motion that the PNB adopted at its last meeting earlier this month was that this policy will be circulated to all staff and that they can forward comments on it to this body, to the programming committee, which then must look at those comments and report back to the PNB by May on what it advises. So I would, you know, in terms of bringing this to you, all of that discussion is in the backup documentation that I sent you today, and it was also sent to you at the previous meeting. So that's the issue before us. Are there any questions about what the procedure will be or what the policy is?
Well, Rob, I'm not sure what it is that we are being expected to do on this.
Okay.
I have put me on the stack. This is Kathy.
Okay.
And Serene, please.
Kathy and Serene?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's what the motions that the PNB adopted in regard to this. Number one is the executive director shall instruct the general managers and program directors to immediately circulate the manager's draft policy to their station's programming and engineering staffs, paid and unpaid, and staff unions and organizations for comments and recommended changes with contact information for the PNB programming committee. Then, the second motion that was adopted is that the PNB directs its programming committee to review, in consultation with local and national management and staff and Pacifica's FCC Council, the policy recently adopted by the five general managers concerning broadcast of alleged obscenity, profanity, and indecency. And then the third thing is, by May, the PNB programming committee shall recommend to the PNB a final policy on this topic. In other words, we will receive additional comments on this document from staff. We may discuss this with, and I will schedule a meeting for this body to talk about it with our FCC counsel, John Krigler, and other members of the staff, including Greg Gumma and anyone else that the body deems appropriate. But the idea is that we will make some determination about what version of this policy will the PNB should adopt by the end of May.
Okay, thank you.